We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Quickly, for the four people that are texting in repeatedly, cussing it up and talking about how biased the guest was and how nobody in the world should be able to vote absentee, hashtag Trump 2020, I would just remind you that the president and his entire family votes absentee, so I don't know if you're just going to carve out an exemption for them or for yourself. Go to govote.com and see what you have to do or be in order to get an absentee ballot, please, before you just start screaming your partisan stuff, okay? 9:43, 17 before 10, Zach Streif joins us, voice of the Saints, former Saints offensive lineman. How you doing, Zach? What do you say, Zach? All righty. And again, somebody text in right here, and you got to be lazy or stupid not to vote in person. Liberal list, liberal let. Well, the president votes absentee, so I don't know what you're angry at, and I'm sorry if you had a bad experience voting in Orleans Parish, but people do vote absentee and have been for a long, long time. Now, we are beginning to, now we're joined by Zach Streif, the voice of the Saints, former Saints offensive lineman. How you doing, Zach?
Doing well, Tommy. How you doing, bud? Thanks for having me.
I'm okay. First of all, as a small business owner, if I could ask you, how are you coping with all of this COVID? And I don't know. Just, I guess, as a businessman, how are you coping and how's it going?
Well, I think like everybody else that's, you know, kind of in the situation that we're in, you're doing the best you can. You're trying your best to adapt, to follow all the rules and guidelines. And you know, quite honestly, you're holding on as best you can for, you know, for better days and for a marketplace that's open and running. And obviously, it's been pretty detrimental, just like it has for everybody else, you know, to us. So, you know, I think more than anything, just hoping that we get a handle on it quick and that we can, you know, reopen and that it, you know, doesn't cause catastrophic damage and allows us to stay open and keep our people employed. And, you know, I think that's the hope right now. You do the best you can. You try to find new ways to bring in revenue and to adapt. And that's what we're doing.
Let's talk about the Saints and the NFL. Your thoughts so far on how they're handling the COVID-19?
Well, obviously, you know, this is probably the most controlled portion of it. So, you know, I would expect them to handle this portion well, and I think they have. You know, I think it's great news how few cases the Saints had. And certainly I think, you know, the Saints and the leadership in the organization being willing to make the expenditure that they have to rent out an entire hotel for a month and to give guys, you know, the opportunity to come in and kind of allow them to live in a protected environment, a bubble, you know, as people have kind of called them. So I think that it's a good start. It's great to have none of your players come in. There's been teams have up to 13, I think, with the Jacksonville Jaguars test positive. So, you know, I think they're doing good so far. And I've heard, you know, from several people, you know, that this is essentially a competition of who can put their team and their organization in the best possible position to deal with the inevitable reality that cases will pop up this season. And and to minimize that risk. And I think so far, you know, the Saints have done as good as anybody at that. And, you know, we'll have to see once football starts, and even more so, Tommy, once games start and guys start going home more, you know, consistently, and more guys that are doing that, I think is when we're going to kind of see how this is all going to play out.
You don't have to answer if you don't want, but would you have opted out, Zach, or would you have played?
No, I would have played. You know, I think every season, one of the interesting parts of all of this really is that, you know, every season, every NFL player makes a decision on their health, right? I mean, I don't think this is a new decision that NFL players are making of is, you know, playing this game worth the risk to my personal health, because the game is inherently dangerous to your health, right? I mean, there's a lot of things. There's, you know, obviously there's a new thing in the air. It's scary. It's not super well known, but there's also a ton of known risks that have had massively detrimental consequences to players. And, you know, I think everybody has their own, you know, obviously that option. They have to make that decision for themselves. But I don't see anything about this that's more dangerous than, you know, what is quite honestly probably a far more widespread issue with head injuries and traumas and, you know, guys having orthopedic problems that plague their lives forever and long-term lasting problems. Every guy makes that decision every year. I think that we would be abundantly cautious in my house. I could certainly see a situation where, you know, I was severely minimizing the amount of time I spent with my family to protect them. And obviously that puts a lot of strain on, you know, on my wife and those things. But there's a financial reality of playing in the NFL and an opportunity to make, you know, life-changing wealth. And it's a very short window and one that you have to be willing to make sacrifices to participate in. So, you know, for me, I would have been, I think I absolutely would have been there, just because it's just another risk. It's not for the first time a health risk to play football. It's always that risk has always existed.
In terms of competitive advantage, I guess a team that's been together has an advantage because of the limited practice and so forth. How is that likely to play out when it kicks off for real in the first live fire, first action that you're going to be in is a game that counts?
I think it's as big of an advantage as there's been in the National Football League in the last 30 years is the ability to have a team and a staff that's been together. I don't know how any team with a new coach or a new system going in is going to possibly put a good product on the field the first 6 weeks of the year this season. I really don't. It is not a sport that relies on individual abilities to be successful. There is an entire system in place. Now you need talent to execute your system at a high level, and it's abundantly important to have great players and to have talented players. But it's even more important, in my opinion, to have all of those players on the same page. And having seen the schedule and the amount of time that these teams are going to have to be together, I don't know how in the world they get that accomplished. You know, I think that it's putting an incredible burden on a team with a new head coach, a new offensive and defensive coordinators. You know, within our division, you take a team like the Carolina Panthers. I don't know how they succeed. If they do, I'll be incredibly impressed, because I really do think it handcuffs those teams. And I think we'll see the execution of those teams offensively, defensively, really struggle early on, and teams like the Saints really be able to take advantage of a team that is forced on to playing a simpler system, to not having all the answers that you need in this league. So I think it's a huge advantage for the Saints, and I think they're well positioned to have a very successful season.
What about down in Tampa Bay, Tom Brady? That's a new quarterback, new team, not a lot of time to practice together. Is he going to overcome over then? Is he going to be able to overcome that?
It's completely different. Listen, Tom Brady could walk into that building and understand the language of their offense in a week. without anybody on the field. Now, is there going to be timing issues? Is there going to be time on task that is going to take a little? Sure, there'll be some of that, right? That will exist. But Tom Brady's going to be able to get that team in and out of the huddle, run the plays, have answers to all of the problems that he's going to encounter on day one. There's nothing in that offense that Tom Brady doesn't understand. There's not going to be anything in that offense that Tom Brady has not already done in a game. And all of those answers and all of the complexities of these systems offensively, he's got nothing left to really learn. He's got to learn that this play that used to be called X is now called Y. But I think that ultimately it's not going to affect a team like Tampa Bay because of a new quarterback in place with the amount of experience that Tom Brady has.
Very quickly, 30 seconds, you know how it works. I'm concerned about injuries with this new paradigm, whatever you want to call it, the first live action coming in a real game. I think there will be players going down left and right. Do you think I'm wrong?
We saw that in the lockout season, these years where there's not as much time on task and not as much ability to get guys physically ready to play. I do think there'll be an increase in injuries. I also think the teams are more aware of that than ever before and will do a better job at handling the workload the guys are getting early in the year.
Thank you, Zach. I appreciate your insight, your thoughts, and your time. Have a good day, all right?
Thanks, Tommy.
Good to talk to you again. Zach Street, voice of the Saints, former Saints offensive lineman, 953. Taking a break, coming back, finding out what Newell Norman has for you here today on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.